USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Houston police officer shot and killed in the line of duty overnight. Police Chief Art Acevedo says Sergeant Chris Brewster was shot responding to a call from a woman claiming her boyfriend was assaulting her. The chief says as he lay mortally wounded, Brewster used his radio to detail the suspect's description.
Thanks to his efforts and all of the units that responded, we were able to capture the suspect at a school. He was armed with a semi-automatic pistol. We are looking for a second pistol.
The suspect ran off but was eventually arrested. Sergeant Brewster died at the hospital. North Korea is saying Sunday it's carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement coming amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear talks, with the North warning it could seek a new way ahead if it fails to get major U.S. concessions by year's end. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump saying Israel has never had a better friend in the White House than him. Speaking at the Israeli-American National Summit in Florida, the president said the U.S. and Israel share many qualities, and he touted his support for Israel and said the U.S. stands firmly beside its ally in the Middle East. He also discussed developments in Iran, where he says,
in recent weeks, we've seen the Iranian people rising up to reclaim the noble destiny of their nation. In response, the dictatorship has killed hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of those people.
USA Radio's John Hunt has more on another development concerning Iran.
An American graduate student who was held in an Iranian prison for more than 3 years is finally headed home today after a prisoner swap between the two countries. Zhu Wang was released in Switzerland in exchange for an Iranian citizen, Masoud Soleimani, who is being held in an Atlanta jail over accusations he violated U.S. sanctions.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Pacific Gas and Electric Company agreeing to pay $13.5 million to residents and government agencies in Northern California for damages from wildfires caused by the utility's equipment. In a statement, PG&E says the out-of-court settlement must still be approved by a U.S. bankruptcy court judge. It covers damages from the 2015 Butte Fire, the 2017 Tubbs Fire, the Northern California Wine Country Fires, also in 2017, last year's deadliest in the state's history Camp Fire, and the 2016 Ghost Ship Warehouse Fire in Oakland. The CDC says flu season has arrived early due to a strain that is not typically seen during this time of year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying that the early activity is primarily being caused by a strain of the virus most commonly reported among kids and adolescents. It's already hit largely in the southern U.S. At the end of November, the CDC recorded high flu activity in Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. The agency saying flu activity is expected to continue over the next several weeks. And an interstellar comet will pass very close to the Earth later today. Astronomers say it will pass by a relatively close 190 million miles of our planet, giving astronomers a good chance to study it. It's got a tail that extends for nearly 100,000 miles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.